All right. Okay. Let's say hello to all. You've all got a table. If you sit at the table there, you can join them with communion. That's it. If you don't mind, that's it. Then we're all joining together. Then that's brilliant. Thank you. All right. For those who don't know me, I'm Michael. And my other half down there who would be bringing God's word to us is Rose. So let's just join together in prayer. Lord and Father, we just bless and praise you that you've opened this church up for us, Lord. You've brought us together physically, rather than just on Zoom, and we bless you for that. We ask you, Lord, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you would join and bring us all together in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to share with you just a short part of Psalm 119, because I think it's quite apt to our service this morning. So it's Psalm 119, verses 1 to 8. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his statutes and seek him with all their hearts. They do no wrong, but follow his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. Our opening hymn this morning is by remote control. And we're going to sing Praise Him, Praise Him. It should come up on there, right?
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing the word, His wonderful love proclaim.
Hail Him, highest of heavens in glory.
Strength and honor give to His holy name.
Like a shepherd, Jesus took out His children.
In His arms He carries them all day long.
All ye saints that dwell in the mountains of Zion, praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. He arose, hope of eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Loving Saviour, meek in enduring sorrow, crowned with thorns that cruelly pierced His brow. Once for us rejected, despised and forsaken, Prince of glory, ever triumphant now. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, blood with hosannas ring. Jesus, Saviour, reigning forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Death is vanquished, tell it with joy He faithful. Where is never victory boasting grave? Jesus lives now, no longer than portals are cheerless. Jesus lives the mighty and strong to save.
Please forgive me while I was singing there because I left the microphone on and I shouldn't have done. Sorry about that. I hope it wasn't too bad. Margaret, could you come and do our reading for us, please?
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who needs, who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, when your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets.
Are we going to sing again? Sorry, Margaret, I should have given it to you down below. And two choruses together, and we're going to sing Seek Ye First, and then Freely, Freely.
Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name I come to you to share his love as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live. All power is given in Jesus' name, in earth and heaven, in Jesus' name, and in Jesus' name I come to you to share his power as he told me to. He said, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live.
He said,
freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you believe, others will know that I live.
As you probably noticed through the songs and the two readings, we're actually gone through the gospel rather quickly, and we're going to go end up at the end, or near the end, with the communion. And what we should be doing is praising God and thanking him. And that's before we start our prayers, in our hearts, if they come up on the screen, let's give thanks to God for his wonderful gifts to us. He's enabled us to be here. He's enabled us to know his love. He's enabled us to know him as our Saviour. Oh, I hope you will. You do. He's enabled us to join him in the Lord's table. He's enabled us to know him. So just in a moment of silence, let's just open our hearts to our Lord and give him thanks. First prayer, oh sorry, too efficient, well done there. We have some names up there of different people we know and love who need our prayers. I'm not going to call them all out, but if we can, each one of us, just read through the prayer list in our hearts and lift each and every one of them to our Lord for his wonderful healing touch and prayer. And healing and touch and love. So we just pray for those we know who are sick in mind, in body, or in spirit. Lord and Father, we just lift each and every one of these to you, all known to us, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you'll reach down and touch them, just as we pray right now, Lord, and you will heal them, Lord, in body, mind, and spirit. They will know your love, fill their hearts. They'll feel your healing touch throughout their bodies. We bless you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The second page. We lift those to you, Lord, who have lost loved ones recently, or perhaps a little while ago. When we lose someone, Lord, it leaves a great big hole in our lives. So those who are grieving right now, Lord, we ask you to fill that hole with your love. Let them feel your arms around their shoulders, Lord, and bless them, please. In Jesus' name, amen. The same as all these prayers, if you have somebody else in your heart, just at this moment, just lift them up to the Lord, just quietly in your hearts. Change the page, please. Lord, we just pray for our world. We lift you first of all our own country, Lord. For our government to make the fair and right decisions as we leave the lockdown, Lord. And we pray, Lord, in their hearts and in their minds, you have given them the strength to make the right decisions, that things are not done too early or too late. We pray, Lord, for those who actually have the COVID right now. So many of them now are falling ill. Dear Lord, we pray that the vaccinations will conquer this virus completely, Lord, and it will go. And we stand against it in the wonderful name of Jesus, that it will be taken away. Thank you, Lord. We lift to you the world, Lord. Not a peaceful world, even during this time of the virus, of horrible COVID-19, Lord, there's wars still going on. Places like the Yemen, Lord, where we are told there's 12 million children at risk of starvation through the greed of people. The food is there, Lord, and it's not being distributed because of the greed. And there's so many other places in Africa, in Somalia, Lord, where war has broken out again after different factions promised for peace. There's so many countries in the world, Lord, who have so much, but so few people benefit from it. Through corruption of governments who seem to take the money and just hide it and squirrel it away so the people don't get it. We pray for conscience on the leaders of these countries, Lord, where there is corruption. That the money that comes into them, Lord, will be fairly distributed throughout the countries. We pray, Lord, for fair and just leadership throughout the world. In Jesus' name, amen. We come to our time of communion. Before we actually celebrate communion, I'd just like to read a passage from Luke. We don't often use this one, we normally use the one from Matthew, so I thought it'd be a nice change. We just listen to to the Lord's Supper as he celebrated it. When the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, you will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me... Sorry. ...is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed. But woe to that man who betrays him. They began to question amongst themselves which of them it might be who would do this. Before we actually take communion, let's think of our own hearts and think of ourselves. When we sin and do things wrong, we actually betray our Saviour. But he's made such a special promise, the forgiveness of sins and the cleansing of us. So before we actually take communion, let's ask God to forgive us. Not out loud, in our own hearts. Just think of the wrongdoings we might have done recently. And just say, Sorry, Lord. Father in heaven, you know our hearts, you know our minds. We pray as we say sorry to you, and we are truly sorry, that you, through to your Father, and through you, Jesus, we'd be forgiven and cleansed. Thank you, Lord. Now, as we read from 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul gave us the prayer. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance for me. As if take the bread. And I can assure you it was put out with gloves and everything properly. Helen was ever so careful. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death. Let's take the cup and join together. The Apostle Paul, as I've shared with you several times, after the communion prayer, he actually gives us warnings of us being unworthy. And perhaps I think things in the wrong order, but I will do it today as he did it. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those that eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. Again, let's just think of our lives. Can we change them? Can we become worthy Christians? Do we accept the love of God through Jesus, knowing him as our Saviour and our Lord? Now, before Rose shares with us, it's a lovely hymn, which I normally play with you, and I found a lovely version on the net, so I hope you don't mind. It's God and Man at Table Will Sit Down. Sat down.
Good morning, all. I do apologise for having Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God, but because you had it last week, but I like it. But that isn't the reason, because obviously it fitted in with my Bible reading, and which is very similar to what Helen had last week. But of course, it wouldn't have normally been this week, it would have been next week, so it would have been a gap in between, and you wouldn't have probably noticed it. But because Michael and I have got to isolate next week, because Mike's going in for his op on the 27th, we won't be here, so we've had to change around with Mike Trett and Rainey, which are wonderful people. Thank you. Right, I just want to share a little prayer with you, which would be better with two people, but as with all the problems that are going on at the moment, it's going to just be me. So if I get it right. It's a little girl talking to her mum. Could be dad, could be guardian, could be anybody. But this is how I think it would go. Certainly went like this with my kids. Mum, can I have an ice cream, please? No, it's not good for you. But I need one badly. No, it's not good for you. That's not fair. I've been good. I haven't hit my brother once this week. Well, a little nudge maybe, but that don't count, does it? No, it's not good for you. It's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. Well, you're going to cry. I don't care how many tantrums you throw, but the answer is still no. It's not good for you. Mum, can I have a pair of wellings, please? Because my feet are getting wet when I'm jumping in puddles. Well, of course you can have a pair of Wellingtons. You need them. You can't have your feet getting wet. I'll go and get them for you. Get some wellings. My Wellington. My Wellingtons. They're shiny. Mum, they wouldn't take the mickey out of me when at school. I can't wear them. They're not fair, not fair. I can't wear them. You didn't say what sort of Wellingtons you wanted. So I've got your nice bright shiny bed. It'll do the job really nicely. They're safe and they're waterproof. Shiny maybe, but they do the job. It's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. Sorry about that. Now, how many times, I mean that scenario does play out many times a day in many houses, I'm pretty sure, one way or another. Because when we're young, when we're children, we just think we can ask for what we want and get it. And when people say no to us, we find it very, very hard to accept that the answer's no. And how many times do we pray and still find it very, very hard for God to say no to us? It's not fair. This isn't fair. When this happens in life, it's not fair. I can't get the job I wanted, it's not fair. I can't go to the school I want to, it's not fair. I can't have an ice cream, it's not fair. Sometimes these things work out for the best. Sometimes having an ice cream would make you fat. Sometimes going to a different school would be better for you. And sometimes the answer to prayer you want from God comes in a completely different way, a way that will benefit you in a much better way than you did before. But the Bible reading, in the Bible reading, it goes back to asking. Now asking does suggest a dependency on someone. I was dependent on my mum to give me an ice cream. Seeking, because I was seeking constantly, I keep asking, suggests a real yearning for something. I really wanted that ice cream. I was needed it. Of course I didn't, but you do need it. And knocking suggests persistence. I kept going on and on. I could have gone on for a lot longer, but I think you would have been bored and gone home. I was very persistent in my asking. I was told no to the ice cream because it wasn't good for me. God sometimes says no to my prayers because what we ask for isn't good for us. He will give us, he will not give us bad things. As our Heavenly Father always wants what's good for us. We must learn to ask for the right things in line with what God wants for us. This isn't easy because we really don't know what we want, let alone what God wants us to ask for. Prayer is essential for a believer in God. We must always remember that prayer is a two-way conversation between us and Christ. And that persistent prayer brings us closer to God. And the closer we are to him, the more we will be able to know his will and what we should be asking for. Jesus wants us to pray persistently to encourage our faith, as he already knows what we want or need before we even ask him. But he loves us to ask him and to pray for them. We should ask God to show us how to pray, what he wants us, what's left before him. Ask and it shall be given to you. Doesn't mean that God will give you everything you ask for, or that what we ask for is exactly what we expect. Like my boots, they were very practical but showy. Not what I thought I would get. I thought I'd get a nice practical little brand, maybe pink. I wasn't very clear what I asked for, was I? I just said a pair of Wellingtons. I mean, I could have got anything really. It's like one size five times too big for me. I should have been clear in what I asked for. In the same way, we must be very clear in what we ask for. God will not give us that which is not good for us, but he will give us eternal life and forgiveness and entry into the kingdom of God. In a sentence, to a word, to salvation. Jesus says in verse 9, which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? We wouldn't, because we love them. How much more does our Father love us and will give us good gifts like eternal life, forgiveness, his spirit of truth? Knock and the doors of God's eternal love will open to you. We all need bread to sustain us in our physical life. We also need bread for our spiritual lives. And Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus tells us this in John 6, verse 32 to 35. Pick up one, please. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven. Sorry. but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Sir, they said, from now on, give us this bread. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. When we eat of this bread, Jesus, the bread of life, we will live forever. All we have to do is ask, and it will be given to us. We must seek it determinedly. We must persistently knock. God will not say no to asking for forgiveness or for wanting us to be part of his kingdom. Open your hearts now to God. Ask and he will give. Seek and he will find. And you will find God's grace. Knock on the door of eternal life and it will be open to you. Let's do this today in the quietness of our hearts. This is the first time you've done this. Please talk to Helen, Pastor Heaven, or one of our deacons afterwards who can help you further along your walk. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you asking for the gift of life. We give our hearts to you. Help us walk along the path of righteousness. We earnestly seek the bread which is Christ. We are knocking on the door of your heart, Lord. Please let us in, so that we may receive your unfailing love and grace to help us to follow you completely all the days of our lives and to live to glorify your name. And we thank you, Lord, for this in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. We just have a few minutes of quiet there to sink that in. Again, I say, if you have done this and you need to talk to somebody or people around, you can talk to. Now, this is time for the Great Migration now, if I can find my list. It's time for us to move outside. Get hymn sheets up, which is on the table, and make a beeline for that door out there so you can all stand and have a little bit of sunbathe while we sing our final hymn. And of course, the final hymn is going to be I'm the Bread of Life. It had to be, didn't it?
Everybody move into the car park, please.
Yeah, there's a taking time.